This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Look who we have on the show today. The man who made this all possible.
Former NFL player, TV personality, Brandon Marshall.
I can't trust you if you're a teammate or a coach and you can't throw a ball. Here, the trick is like the laces, right? So let's say this is a football. You have these laces here. Most guys have most of their fingers on the laces. I'm a guy that, like, I have only my pinky. I used to play quarterback right around the corner at Lake Cowell High School.
Okay, so you know.
Yeah, so I, one pinky, I'm here with it, boom. Here, you gotta protect it. And then you throw it, yeah.
Oh,
you dropped the baby.
I told her I'd be the hiker.
No, you'd be a running back.
You'd be the running back. I can't drop the baby.
Hey, look at it. It's
no, hold on, let's try that again. You can't drop the baby.
Okay, I wasn't prepared.
So we're going to go trips right, Z-Zing.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, I love that one.
X, hand signal. I give you your play at the line, B, baby. Over here, we're going to go Z-post.
Yeah.
Okay? H.
Oh, phew, not X.
Option.
H, yeah. Okay.
But if Mike or Nickel come?
Nickel, okay.
You got to pick them up.
Nickel, penny, dime?
All of that on three.
Okay.
So it's going to say, hut.
Team.
Please don't do that.
No, so. Try it on three.
You can't do that.
No?
No, so like a lot of times in the National Football League, what we do is like in practice, for real.
Okay.
If we don't break the huddle right, the coach will say, get back in the huddle. So after the quarterback gets his play.
We're
so we're going to go, trips right, Z-Zing, X hand signal, give you the play at the line, B-Baby.
B-Baby.
We're going to go Z-Post,
Mike and
X
nickel.
Option route. If the Mike and the wheel comes or the nickel, you are hot. Pick him up.
Pick him up.
On three. Ready?
Break.
There we go. Okay. We're good. We're ready to go.
Okay.
Right? Okay, here we go. So now we're at the line of scrimmage. You my X. Hey, you know what I said? X what? Hand signal.
X hand signal.
All right, here we go.
B baby.
Blue 32.
Here
Blue
comes.
32. Set. Omaha. Check. He's look like he's coming. Protect me. I don't want to get smacked in my face. Set.
I'll be guarding you.
Hut. You're offside. I said on three. Hut.
Stepped on the mat.
Let's try this again. Okay. Blue 32. Hey. Make sure you got my backside. Blue 32 said, hut.
Go.
Here you go. The Gronk spike. I love it. So soccer, like, is there, y'all have plays or anything like that in soccer?
Mostly on set plays. So corners, free kicks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's
throw-ins.
Like it. Okay. Like, so take me through a play.
Okay.
Because it looks just like you guys are just
so
running.
So when you
for,
have
like,
someone like me or someone like Tony and there's a corner kick, I'm standing on the halfway line to defend and she's up trying to score.
Right.
Because, yeah. So it might be like three players run to the front post. Tony starts at the front post, makes her run around, and then they play back post. She heads it to someone who went this way and then they score. And I'm back on the halfway line, like, go team.
She's controlling the counterattack.
So you're the quarterback? Point guard in basketball?
She's like, I feel like she's like a corner, maybe.
In football?
Maybe.
Yeah?
She's like, if it breaks down, she's like not letting people score.
Defender?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're like a J.J. Watt, a Brian Urlacher, you know, those type of guys.
For sure.
But when you think about soccer, we're talking about somebody running full speed and being able to control the ball and hit
with like your feet.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So like, to me, it's like, that's more of an art, and that takes a lot of skill. Even basketball, you think about a Kyrie Irving coming down and running full speed and being able to control the ball, both left hand, right hand, not looking at it. Like, that takes a lot of work. You know, I do think, you know, obviously there's a lot of skill in football, but there's a difference between like art and mastery and just like skill. And you guys, what y'all do is crazy.
We appreciate that, but we know that you're known for avoiding tackles. And since people can actually grab you, I feel right. like that's even more kind of impressive, because no one can actually just like come and take us out.
Yeah.
They have to win the ball. Whereas someone is just trying to literally take you down.
Right. Well, I just feel like that's more insanity than anything. Yes. When you talk about 6'5", 230 pounders, or, you know, 6'6", 350 pound guys running 20 miles per hour, 40 yard distances, and boom, just running into each other. Like, you got to be a little off to say, I'm going to go run straight down the field. I'm going to run right into this guy. This was like, that's just more like toughness and a little yeah. like, you're off a little bit.
So like the day after a game, are you hurting?
Oh, body's, it's terrible. Oh. Yeah. I mean, like, when you're young, you bounce back quicker. So the first 4 years or so, maybe 5 years, you know, you bounce back quickly. But after that, I mean, we're talking about, so we have a game on Sunday. Monday is usually a day we come back in and work out. We watch film, but it's a light workout, almost like a flush workout. Just move, get the lactic acid out the body. Tuesday is off, like almost universal, you know, every team in the National Football League. Wednesday's our first day at practice. So when you're older, that Wednesday practice is still brutal. You know, we're looking at Thursday is where you start yeah. feeling like you're yourself again. And then Friday, you're like, okay, like I'm ready to go for Sunday. Like, it takes that long. And we're talking about guys, massages every day, chiropractors, dry needling specialists, ART specialists, MAT specialists. We're talking about hot tub, cold tub, all of that, like, you know, around the clock, going to sleep. You got the, you know, the Normatec boots yeah. on, you got stimulation on. It's like you're, you know, like bionic man or woman. So, you know, that's football. I don't miss that part of it. Yeah. How about you guys? How y'all feel?
Same, like we'll yeah. come in for recovery the day after a game, and then the next right. day just totally off.
It's like the difference between aerobic athletes and anaerobic athletes. You know what I mean? Like, football players, we train to practice in spurts. Most plays last around 2 seconds, maybe 3 seconds. I might be off there. And you guys, it's like, you guys do play in spurts, but you have to be able to go. So like, when you calculate, you know, miles ran and covered throughout a game and a match, you guys are like out there.
Yeah. I think my position is usually 12 to 15 kilometers
yeah.
a game.
And that, come on, I know you're not from the States. Where are you from again?
Well, New Zealand, Sweden, and the US.
Okay, can you like convert that into?
I don't know, what would 12K be? A 10K is 6.2, so 8?
8 miles?
I think so.
That's a lot.
Right. And I'm not running that much.
You're not running that much?
Not as much as she is.
Well, it's almost like Neymar and it's more Neymar. Cristiano, he does this a little bit. And LeBron James adopted this in basketball. But like, you guys run, 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 run. But these guys, they play really well, but they know how to just like when to exert themselves. Right. Like Neymar is like, I'm going, 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 but like he'll be just chilling until yeah. he has to go. And that's what LeBron James does. And people will be like, well, LeBron James, you're playing 38 minutes a game and you're 36 years of age. This is your 18th year in the NBA and you're playing 38 minutes. Like, how is that possible? Because he's out there and he's chilling.
Yeah.
He knows when to go.
Yeah, I would say forwards have that luxury, but as defenders, we're just always
gotta be always be on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. What are we doing today?
Well, we hear that you have a sweet tooth. That's what the word on the street is.
Chef Nancy told you?
Might have heard through the grapevine somehow. So today we are making you our vegan chocolate chip skillet cookie.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes. It is mouthwatering. It is a crowd pleaser. It's a game changer. Anyone who thinks that vegan desserts can't be gooey and buttery and delicious, this will prove them wrong.
Wow.
Yeah.
First of all, I mean, you guys, great job. I don't know who you talk to, whether it's Chef Nancy, you know, my wife, I don't know, my kids, but somebody told you exactly who I am. You nailed that. But that is the perception out there. It's like, yo, going vegan, plant-based, does it even taste good? So I'm excited to see.
Okay, so this skillet, so we like doing chocolate chip cookies, but it's a little more fun with the crowd. Obviously, after COVID, you can just dig into the skillet with a bunch of spoons, but we will be plating the skillet cookie cake. But this would probably serve about 8, 10?
Yeah.
Or just me and you.
Or just me and you.
And it's under 30 minutes to make the whole thing. It's one bowl. It's so easy, and it is to die for.
Yep, delicious. Okay. All right, so you're going to start us off. Is that okay?
Tell us our ingredients.
I'm going to be honest here. I'm a tough critic, and I am super transparent. So if it's good, I'm going to tell you if it's good. And if it's bad, I'm definitely going to tell you it's bad, okay?
Okay, cool. Right.
That's great. We want honesty. So
for the vegan community, the plant-based community, I'm for you guys.
So in this skillet cookie recipe, we have brown sugar, coconut oil, coconut milk, vanilla, applesauce, flour, some chocolate chips.
A
lot of chocolate chips. Baking soda and some salt. It's pretty basic.
There we go. And this is going to taste good?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
I'm feeling pretty confident. Although right. You made me a little bit nervous, but I was confident.
It's fine.
Yeah, get in there.
All right, I'm in here. Oh, it's me.
Yeah, it's you.
Let's go.
So you're going to get right in here. I want 5 of those in that.
5 of these in this bowl.
Yeah.
Okay, what is this?
So that's just some brown sugar.
Oh, brown sugar.
Yeah.
Do we know what this is? Is this like this is definitely not a tablespoon. What is this?
That is a fourth of a cup. So
a fourth of a cup. So 5/4 of a cup.
Yeah. So we're going to put
one and fourth
cup in
can
there.
Can I put 6?
It doesn't need it. Trust me.
I had a sweet tooth. Golly.
This will satisfy your sweet
4,
tooth.
5.
Great.
Tony.
Okay.
I gotta get my moves out.
Yeah, there you go. All right, there we go.
All right, you're going to put that coconut oil in there and mix it up.
All right,
with the sugar.
So put this in there. I love coconut oil.
This definitely isn't one of our healthier recipes, as maybe you can see by the ingredients. But Tony, when would we enjoy this?
You know, after a game or something, or training, when we've exerted a lot of energy and need some sugar or pick me up, or you know, just
in a celebration when you're gonna share it is probably a good time. Otherwise, we really could eat this whole thing.
It's interesting. I mean, you guys are active athletes. I'm a retired athlete, but I go back to when I used to train. I knew right before I was working out. I ain't gonna tell you what I would have, but that's when I would indulge a little bit right before I would work out and load up on carbs, not all the time bad carbs and sugars, not great sugars. And then right after, you know, when my metabolism was still
right
kicking.
Oh yeah.
Right. But I just all right, let me
your muscles.
All right, there
Come
we
go. Ah.
No, it's all about balance and knowing.
Well, that's
when,
what I wanted to say. It's like I mean, you know. I don't know if you guys know this. Well, I'm sure you guys do because you already know that I have a sweet tooth, but I have been plant-based with a mixture of some. I consume some fish, a lot of seafood, I would say. So I don't know. I don't really put a name on it, but I don't eat any meat. Mm. And I haven't eaten any meat for 2 years now. And, you know, I absolutely love it.
Do you notice a difference?
I do notice a difference. And now, I mean, it's just like, so it's such a part of my routine and my lifestyle that I couldn't tell you tell you like, you know, first 3 months, 4 months, I could tell you, you know, just me being able to maintain my energy. My energy levels were right where they needed to be as a athlete, you know, even when I was doing a business and how I slept, how I digest food. And just my overall performance, now I couldn't even tell you. It's just like, it is what it is. This is a part of my routine, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just gonna add some vanilla in here.
Vanilla?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
All right, let me get in there. Let me get a little bit more.
Oh, like we're losing some here.
Yeah, put that back in there. I need all of that.
You need the sugar.
I need all the sugar.
Extra yeah. Fourth cup.
All right. Is that all the vanilla we need?
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Ali, can you get the 1/4 measuring dude? It's in the sink.
You got.
It's in the sink.
Chef B baby. Chef B baby. You know, I don't really like to cook or bake. My thing is grilling. Mm. So maybe you guys can have me on the show again and we do something.
That'd be great.
Grill or, you know, we get on the grill. All right, we got applesauce.
Applesauce in there.
Okay, what kind of applesauce is this?
This is just some organic unsweetened.
Yo, this is Brandon Marshall here to talk to you about some of my favorite things to eat. The carb fear is real, but carb-heavy foods are often the ones we love the most. Hero Bread makes those same delicious favorites free of consequences or compromises. They've remade carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious versions that include no net carbs, 0 grams sugar, and fewer calories, plus protein and fiber. The soft, fluffy experience you love when enjoying a refreshing BLT, savory breakfast burrito, or mouth-watering cheeseburger. Something for every craving, including sliced bread, loaves, buns, and tortillas. And they have monthly small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the 2-gram net zero hero croissant or the 1-gram net carb hero cheddar biscuit. Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code athlete at checkout. That's athlete at hero, hero.co.
Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' cold K-Cup pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. The Active Cash Credit Card is ready when you are. With unlimited 2% cash rewards, the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, that's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/active cash.
Applesauce?
Dope. Seems like you got that from like a Whole Foods or some type of...
Anywhere. Whole Foods, Publix.
Fresh Market.
Yeah.
All right, good. All right.
That's looking really
I'm doing a good job.
You're doing a really good job.
I mean, but you're not telling me.
You're doing a really good job.
You know, as athletes, we need that type of words of affirmation.
Brandon,
good job,
you're doing a great
B.
Job. Keep going.
Good job.
That's awesome. That's,
all right, there
I can
we
see
go.
You're working hard.
You're amazing,
you're
B.
Amazing.
You're the best chef in the world, the best baker in the world. This cookie is going to come out great.
This cookie is going to come out great.
Great. All right.
Oh, I'm making a mess. What do we have here? So this is just some coconut milk. I need to mix it up a little bit because it's a...
Cream rises to
the top.
I'll
mix it up. That's my job.
But I got to mix it up a little bit before I give it to you to... See? Sorry.
Okay.
Just one moment, please.
Let's see this.
While I'm mixing this, we have a rapid fire for you.
All right.
So...
If he didn't cheat and look at the paper.
I know, if you didn't look at the...
I didn't really see it.
Okay, good.
Okay. So, Ali, will you do the honors?
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, no, I didn't see all of that.
Okay,
I saw, like, 3 questions.
Okay.
Ooh.
I just saw, like, how do you recover from a game?
No.
Oh.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah, that was...
Oh, my goodness.
That was a fake out.
It's, like, 10 questions.
Messi or Ronaldo?
Woo.
I see the questions you ask on I Am Athlete.
That.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Go.
Messi or Ronaldo? I'm going to go with, I like Messi. You know why I like Messi?
Because he's the
GOAT. He's just like, he's the GOAT. I mean, Ronaldo's right there. But I just love how he moves off the pitch.
He's amazing.
You know what I mean? He's just like, he's just dope. Like, do we really know the real Messi?
We might not.
You know, it's just like he goes out there, he does his thing, he's tatted up, he's super swaggy. You know, off the pitch, he has... he has his family there, and we really don't see him a lot about him. Yeah. We don't know much about him.
Private.
I love Messi.
Yeah.
Very private.
Okay, cool. We're Team Messi as well.
Okay.
Golf or tennis?
I would have said golf 2 years ago, but we're turning into a tennis family.
Ooh, cool.
I truly believe my daughter is going to break Serena Williams' record. Okay. And then my son, he may be the best to ever play. And then my wife is also playing right now. She's picking it up. So we're turning into this little tennis family. And
wow.
I'm a big ping pong guy.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with tennis right now.
Okay. So then maybe I don't need to ask, but Serena or Naomi?
I got to go with Serena right now. Naomi is dope. I love what she's doing. She's, you know, she's redefining what a tennis player is. She may press Serena, you know, 15 years from now.
Yeah, exactly.
Serena.
She's the GOAT.
Yeah, Serena. Like, really, it's almost like the conversation around like LeBron and MJ. Maybe it's maybe too soon in tennis. whoa. Why did you make that face?
I didn't.
Who do you have, LeBron or MJ?
MJ.
Who do you have, LeBron or MJ?
MJ. I mean,
okay.
GOAT. We're talking about GOATs. Okay. What's the worst? Okay, this is a rapid fire. What's the worst fitness test that you've had to endure during your career?
Oh, 100%. It was every year for the most part. Played 13 years in the National Football League. And, you know, right around the end of July, we have, we report to camp, mm-hmm. and we have a conditioning test. They want to see what the hell have you been doing during your downtime. And we have this thing called 3-300s.
Yeah.
So it's literally just down, back, and you have time. I think it's like 50 seconds. So it's just...
The shuttles, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the hardest thing. I mean, I know it's supposed to be rapid fire. Can I give you a cool story?
Of course.
All right.
That's why you're here.
So Josh McDaniels, I call him the baby boy wonder, one of the brightest minds in football when it comes to the offensive side. He's the offensive coordinator for the New England Patriots. New England Patriots won 6 Super Bowls. He was a big part of that, okay? Anyways, go back to 2010. He's now our head coach. Our offense, we were number one in the league. Myself, Jay Cutler, Tony Scheffler, so many other people. The entire year, we didn't make it to the playoffs. Drew Brees goes on, wins the Super Bowl. They become the number one offense. He comes in. He's fresh. He's new. And I'm like, damn, I just came off of 2 years of back-to-back 100-yard seasons, Pro Bowl, All-Pro, all of that. I'm feeling myself. And he sits down. I'm like, I want my money. I want a contract. And he's like, well, I don't know who you are. So long story short, I end up coming back to Orlando, and I didn't do anything. I'm big, heavy, out of shape, dealing with a lot, and I just wasn't in shape. So we go back for camp, and I just had this big machismo personality, and I was like, I'm going to prove to everybody I'm the man. I'm in shape, right? What are you doing? That's my job.
No, but you're...
Okay.
So anyways. Teamwork.
So we got these 3-100s. And we go out there, and we're talking about this test is brutal. We hate this in the National Football League. I go out there, and I'm like, I'm going to go out there, and I'm going to show that I'm the best wide receiver, and I'm the most dominant player in the National Football League. I'm going to start with this test. I'm going to be the first one. I'm going to finish, and I'm going to blow everyone out. And I did that. So I went out, boom, first 300. I'm running. Everybody, I smoked everybody. And this is all off of pure gut and will. Then the second one, I did that, boom. And I'm tired as hell, and I want to do this. And I'm just like, I'm just standing right here. I'm like, boom. Everybody else tired. Champ Bailey, we talking about Elvis Dumerville, Jay Cutler, I'm like, I'm good, and I'm tired as hell. I'm ready to die. And then the third one, I do the same thing, boom. And I come out, and I'm the first one. So I win all three. I blow everybody out, and I just walk right in the locker room, and I just fall in the middle of the floor. And I laid there for about 3 hours. But that's my... answer to this fitness test.
Still a success story, I would say.
Yes. That's the first thing I think about is that. I was like, that. How the hell did I do that? I was out of shape. I was 10 pounds overweight, 15 pounds maybe overweight. And I just like had this mentality, like, I want to prove to them that I am a beast and I'm the number one wide receiver and I want my money. But it didn't end well because I think I was probably tight and there was so much lactic acid buildup, you know, for a week that I couldn't do anything.
So then you could have had this cookie after and been great.
Oh, that's good. Hold on. Time out. You put the flour and that was my job. And then you put the chocolate chips in. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
All right, cool. That was my job.
Okay, sorry.
All right, what's the next question?
Okay.
And I'm going to be quick here because it's cold.
Beach or mountains?
Mountains, 100%. Big snowboarder. You know, okay. Our family's been snowboarding for about 6 years now. Kids been snowboarding since they're two. They're ready to hit the park and do tricks. Mm-hmm. We're ready to go. I went down to Double Black this this ski season. I fell the whole way.
Oh.
You know, but it was pretty cool. The videographer at the end, he was like, "How does it feel, bro, that you went down your first Double Black?" And I'm like, "What the hell?" I thought I was about to die. But mountains, go ahead.
Cats or dogs?
Dogs. I mean, I'm scared of cats. It's funny because in this neighborhood where you guys are at, I used to walk around passing out flyers for my father had this pressure cleaning business. And so I would hit all these neighborhoods around here. I'm talking about, you know, every weekend I'll go out, have hundreds of flyers, and I would put the flyers on doors. And I remember coming into this side of town, and then, you know, if there was a cat, I'm not putting no flyer there, right? So, like, I'm extremely scared of cats. They're just freaky animals. I don't even know if they're an animal.
That's not like, nice.
It's like a monster.
No.
You have cats?
You've met some cats are great.
Bad cats, then.
But what if they scratch you?
What if
this whole
you?
Thing they do like this with their back?
They're scared. They,
dogs that doesn't scare you? Barking. No.
Yeah, but a dog, like, you know, like, that's a dog. Is your dog nice, bro? Okay, cool. I walk over.
Can
but
I
a cat, you don't know.
Cat?
Nobody.
Is your cat nice,
bro?
Your
cat doesn't understand. You can't say, my cat's, you know, your cat doesn't understand. Like, no.
I'm just trying to picture you, like, running away from a house that has a cat.
No, it's not running away. It's like, oh, it's a cat right there. I'm walking on the other side of the street. There's a black cat coming. I'm walking on the other side of the street.
So it's no one with cats got pressure cleaned?
No.
Rihanna or Beyonce? I'd have to quickly slide it in.
Yeah. Next question?
Beyonce's the queen. Rihanna, you know, what she's doing with Fenty, in business, it's pretty, it's impressive.
Yes.
Right? Equal.
Okay. Whose music would you listen to more?
Beyonce or Rihanna?
Yeah.
Oh, Beyonce, 100%. I love it all. I'm jamming that. You know, I'm jamming Beyonce, 100%.
Okay.
But I do like, what is it? Is it Rihanna that has a song called Savage?
Uh-huh.
I love that song. Yeah.
We like them. We like them both.
Yeah.
Y'all put me on the spot right now.
Can I ask one?
Of course.
TLC or Destiny's Child?
I'm going to go with TLC. I love that. What's the song? Waterfall?
Yeah.
Is it Waterfall?
Waterfall.
Yeah. It's a classic. You know, Left Eye. It's 100% dope. And then also, when I first got in the league, Chili, like, she was like my big sister. And going back to Atlanta, so she always took care of me and always put me up on game. So I got to go with them because Chili was so nice to me.
Yeah.
And she really showed me the way in a lot of areas when it comes to business. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right. Well, this looks, you've done a good job.
Am I done?
You've done a great job. You're amazing. Right. It looks so good.
Okay.
You're
there
killing
you go.
It.
That's right. All right. Cool.
Do you want to put it in there?
Yes.
All right. Well, you got to teach me how. I've never really, like, I'm the type of dude, I eat the cookie dough.
Okay.
Like, it doesn't make it to the oven.
Should we try it?
You can try it if you'd like.
Oh, my gosh.
Is it good?
It's really good.
I told you I'm honest, though.
Yeah, be honest.
Yo. Y'all got something. Yo, y'all got something.
It doesn't need more sugar, right?
No. This tastes just like...
so good.
Yeah.
Hold on. So this is like... healthy?
no, but
plant-based?
This is right after the 300s. As you put it into the skillet, can
this
I ask
is
you?
Good. Hold on.
Okay.
Wait, well, put it in the skillet.
Sorry, revel
can
in
I
it.
Just say,
just enjoy
can
it.
I just say the cookie dough doesn't make it to the skillet or the oven? Just eat it like this. Why do you have to eat it?
Well, you don't have to.
Right, look. You're someone who wants to put it in the oven, huh?
No.
You seem to be the person that wants to eat the cookie dough.
I usually eat the cookie dough, but I also want you to experience the finished skillet version.
I mean, is
when
it
the
better?
Chocolate chips are melty and gooey.
Okay, I'm going to try it.
Just like have a little more
is
of this.
Is this enough? That's too little?
What? That's all
wait,
going
what?
In there.
In here.
Oh, you want me to put one big one?
Yeah. Okay.
It's going to be one big
one.
Yeah. Oh, I thought we were going to make like little cookies.
No.
Oh. No, it's like a cookie pie.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, just get on there. We're going to press it down, spread it out.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
You're doing great.
You're so good at this. Wow.
That's perfect.
A student. Number one.
You're amazing.
Okay, guys. Okay, guys. Right. Enough, guys.
All the way. All the way. All right, the whole thing. The way.
Smash it.
Yeah. Yeah. You got it.
Okay, cool. This looks cool.
Yeah.
You want me to, like, make sure?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
Yes, please. There you go.
Here we go. Here
great.
We go.
Yeah. A plus.
Allie.
Gold star.
Gold star. You're a star. Okay, no, I want to ask you a serious question.
All right, let's go.
Okay. Obviously, Tony and I have big dreams. We want to be entrepreneurs. You've really inspired us, and we're also super grateful that you've given us this chance to have a show and have more female representation in the media, and especially for us athletes, that's really important. How have you seen, or what's the kind of talk around the league with the female refs and female coaches in the NFL?
So the NFL locker room is interesting. It's very inclusive, and you would think the opposite, you know, because it's such a much like a macho sport and a tough sport. So the guys really embrace it. You know, there's a few trailblazers right now when we talk about, you know, female refs and, mm-hmm. you know, first female hit strength and conditioning coaches or positioning coaches. We love that, you know. So, you know, Bruce Arians down in Tampa, they just won a Super Bowl, obviously. He's considered a pioneer. You know, when you talk about, when you look at his coaching staff, how diverse it is, not only with minority coaches, but also female strength and conditioning coach. And then also a female position coach. I think people need to take his blueprint and do more of that. It worked. They won the Super Bowl. Yeah. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, women are dope. And sometimes, men, we get in the way and we mess up things. But not only that, we also got to respect, like, so there's this thing in sports where it's like, oh, this is men. But the reality is, you probably can talk about, well, I know you can talk about soccer better than I can, but even basketball, even football, you know what I mean? Like, we just have to respect that. And I love that this conversation is really lit. Like, there's like gasoline being thrown on it because we're having that every single day in so many different ways and is much needed.
Cool. That's exciting to hear. I think from the outside, right. We don't know. We get a lot of negativity, I think, just as women in a very male-dominated sport. I know in the NFL, there is not a women's NFL, so that might be, I don't know, maybe it actually would make NFL players more open-minded to it, whereas we feel like we're constantly having to compete with the style we play, how fast we can run, how high we can jump, how hard we can kick the ball, and it's always a comparison,
right.
And it's hard, it's draining every single day,
yeah.
And then not even to mention the discrepancy in how much we get paid and our facilities and the right. resources, so it's a hard fight, but I think it's cool that you give Tony and I this platform, and we hopefully want to use it to affect change.
Yeah, but I mean, why do we have to compete?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And we're not playing against the men.
Right.
You know, I'm a man. You guys are women, right? Female athletes. And it's like what you guys do and how you do it, I can't do. You know, and there's so many different ways. And we have to respect that. We have to celebrate that. We get caught up so much into comparing male athletes and female athletes. But we just need to celebrate the differences. We need to celebrate the similarities.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, us male athletes need to get behind you guys more. I love what Kobe Bryant was doing before he passed away.
Yeah.
Kobe Bryant was intentional. Kobe Bryant was sitting courtside at these basketball games. Kobe Bryant was going and really investing in the female athlete and in women's sports. And we need to see more of that, right? Because we're all in it together.
Yeah.
And I do believe, like, the guys like LeBron James and the Kyrie Irving, even what Kyrie Irving has done throughout the pandemic and investing millions of dollars into, you know, the women athletes, the female athletes, excuse me, who opted out. And it's like, no, I'm going to make sure you guys are still eating and I'm paying your salaries. And I know there's a little, you know, gray area there with some athletes, but I just feel like we need more of that, right?
Yeah.
So you guys are doing a great job. It's like, look, when you're the first and you're doing something, you're trailblazing, it's going to be uncomfortable. You're going to get a lot of pushback, but you got to go. And what you guys are doing right now, you're making it a you're taking it from a taboo topic to an everyday conversation. And we got to keep doing it, you know, because I have a daughter. And I just said, what did I say? My daughter, I want her to break Serena Williams. She will break Serena Williams' record. What is it, like 23 titles or 24, whatever. And I want her to be celebrated. I want her to be compensated fairly. We have this quote in our facility, House of Athlete. We have a, it's male dominant, a lot of pro athletes there, heavy football, few basketball, few baseball guys. And I have Simone Biles, and she's up there like it's big. And this is our first facility. And I have underappreciated, undervalued, you know, undercompensated, but overachieved. Because I want our male athletes to come in, these guys that are making millions of dollars, first round guys, to understand that, look, bro, you know what I mean? This matters. You know what I'm saying? What's your viewpoint here? Let's have this conversation and know that we have to play a major role in this to push this thing forward. And I also have this other, I truly believe Serena Williams is the best athlete ever. So I have this dope mural of Serena Williams, and it says best female athlete ever. And I crossed out female.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
Like we got to start that conversation. Yeah. Like, why do we have to put it in the box?
It's unparalleled. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, it's freakish. I have a baby, and then, you know, I'm back competing a year later. Like, what? How?
And our teammates are doing the same. Alex Morgan just came back from having her baby. Ashlyn Harris, Allie Krieger just adopted a baby, and they're out there
killing it.
Sid has two kids. Yeah. And they're unbelievable.
Right.
And to do that on top of not having the support and the same kind of salaries as the men do, it's even more impressive almost.
Right. I love it.
Important conversation. Well, maybe we can talk about more after we have the cookies in the oven.
Yeah, so we're just going to...
I already had my cookies. You guys like the bacon?
You don't
like
to eat the dough.
All right, cool. Let's try this.
All right, in the oven, 350, about 15 minutes.
350. 15 minutes, that's it. I always see that may be the reason why I don't like to put it in the oven, because I'm scarred. My experiences is like they're always burnt.
Oh no.
You know, they're never perfect.
You practice me.
You just eat the dough.
Yeah, so I mean, thankfully we already have one done, so I'll just go get it and then we can enjoy and see what you think.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jeez, this is like a real cooking show. I always wondered how, like, you guys did that. It's like, oh, we have 15 minutes to bake this five-course meal. And then it's like, we put it in the oven, and it's like, you know, we're tasting it. Impressive. Looks good, guys. I already know it tastes good because I taste dough. So I know it's good. Now we're going to see if it's gooey. What did you guys say?
Gooey, game-changing, mind-blowing.
All right, let me taste this thing.
All right, we're going to cut this little dude up. Let me get a little knife.
Here we go. I mean, what's the inspiration behind this damn name? Please tell me. Girls Gone Veg?
Like, you know, like Girls Gone Wild, but like
Gone
vegetables. Veg.
So that's all you eat is vegetables?
Plants.
You eat plants?
Well, everything you can make out of plants.
Instead of animals.
Let me see if I can get the number one question you may get.
Okay.
Where you get your protein, bro?
I get my protein from everything. There's a protein in chickpeas, vegetables, lentils, tofu, oats, nut butters, nuts, like legumes. It's everywhere. People aren't protein deficient.
Right.
That's not a thing. So I don't know where this comes from. Like, people are so worried about protein. It's like, yeah, as athletes, we want to like make sure that we're replacing what we... like we're using in training and weight training and stuff like that. But like everyday people like are not protein deficient. So you will get it with your everyday diet.
Right. But if you think about some of the biggest and strongest animals on the planet.
Like isn't the gorilla.
They eat grass.
Doesn't eat animals.
Giraffes, elephants.
Rhinos.
Right.
Tony Presley. Oh. You're strong.
All right, let me taste this. All right, can I taste it now? See if it's gooey, slimy.
Well, we're gonna go over there, okay?
I'm gonna
just cut up a few more, and then I will bring it to y'all.
Girls Gone Veg.
Girls Gone Veg.
Heads over to the table. Awesome. Do we get like almond milk with this or something, or oat milk?
You want some oat milk?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
100%. I want the whole experience.
Here we go.
Here we go. Ooey gooey.
Ooey gooey.
What else did you say?
Mind-blowing, game-changing, delicious, amazing.
All right, let's try this. Right. Where's your oat milk?
I didn't want any.
Why?
I don't know. I'm not a milk and cookies
she
girl.
Wants
I'm just
pure
a cookie.
Oh, okay, cool. Like, I like the whole experience. Yeah. All right, so, like, what should we do? Like, just
okay,
go
well,
in?
Yeah, I'll go.
No, no, let me go first.
No.
All right, go.
Okay, but, like, you can get yours,
all right,
too,
cool,
and then.
Cool, cool, cool. Can I dip, or should I just?
Oh, good
idea. It's like
idea.
A chef.
I mean. One little bite first.
Mm. All right, guys.
Mm-hmm. Let us have it.
Okay. I got in a lot of trouble in my life because, like, it's too real. Too transparent.
Okay.
And I told you guys this from the beginning. I said, mm-hmm. if it's good, I'm going to tell you it's good. If it's bad, I'm going to be real. We can never lie to the people, mm-hmm. right? Athletes, we always got to keep it real.
Okay, give it to us.
Can I curse on your show or is it like a,
you can do whatever.
You're the boss.
You're the boss.
I wanted to say S-H-I-T, but it's, man, this is dope.
Yeah!
Great job. This is dope. This is dope.
It's dope.
Dip it in.
Y'all sure y'all like tricked me and like?
No.
Well, I saw all the ingredients.
Yeah.
Good.
You made it.
Oh my goodness. Well, I felt like I made it. Then all of a sudden you start asking me, what did you call rapid fire questions? You put the dang on chocolate chips in, you put the flour in. That was my job.
It's a team effort though, you know?
Oh,
you
know? I like that.
Yeah.
All right, so one more time. So give me the ingredients.
Oh, no.
How do we make this? You know, because I just, there's this perception out there, you know, eating.
Man down.
Don't worry. It's okay.
It'll be like a nice,
no.
It'll be a nice treat for later.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Leave it for the end.
Yeah, that's right. They're good. Like, put more in there and then you can get the spoon. Mm. Turns into a whole little dessert.
Cookie milk.
This is good. I love this.
Mm. Yeah, you saw how easy it was. It's literally just brown sugar, coconut oil, like applesauce, coconut milk, and some like salt, vanilla, flour.
So what would you say to the people? Like, there's a lot of like perceptions out there. But one of the things is like, oh, it's so expensive or it's so hard to cook a certain way and, you know, make sure you're putting the right things in your body, you know?
Yeah. I think certainly from my experience, I don't think it's that expensive. I mean, like beans and nuts and things like that traditionally are not expensive mm-hmm. foods, as whereas like maybe like you're buying steak and fillets and seafood and things like that. I think those are pretty expensive. So I'm not sure where that comes from, but I don't think it's
so
expensive.
Are you more on the spectrum of health? I just want to feel good. I want to optimize my performance. Or is it more on the end of just like belief and animal, like animal cruelty? Like, so where are you at with that?
So when I first went vegan in 2016, it was definitely more so for performance.
Yeah.
Like I really could see myself like doing this long term, not just for performance, but purely on the lifestyle. And yeah, like just watching all these documentaries and reading these things, it's like you just can't unknow this information, right? And
right.
So now I'm just like, for the planet, for the animals, and
you feel great.
And I still feel great. Still use it for performance, but more so now, just like for animal welfare. And
right. So you watch our show, and you know, because you referred to it a couple times, Ocho versus Science. So Ocho, me and him, we battle all the time. Ocho Cinco, Chad Johnson changed his name years ago to Ocho Cinco, but he has this philosophy that I can eat McDonald's every day. You know, I can go to Starbucks every day. I can do these things and whatever, like build calories in my body. And I'm still performing at a high level. Mm-hmm. And then there's the science and there's things that you're talking about as far as what we're putting in our body. It matters and how we, you know, it definitely affects how we perform or whatever. So what's your thoughts there as an athlete and as far as taking care of your body and starting with nutrition?
I think we're all so different.
Yeah.
So especially when it comes to health and wellness, mental health, we're all unique and we have to find what works for us. But at the same time,
cookies work for me, but go ahead.
Yeah, I think they work for us too. But it's that balance of finding maybe, I think it's important to have an open mind, read the research, listen, and then make a decision for yourself. And I think it's just when it comes to the research and the science, It might not work for specific individuals, but there is kind of a general consensus that there's a pretty good chance that you'll feel good if you do a certain thing. And why not give yourself the best chance at feeling good? And when it comes to eating vegetables and being healthy, I think that's where if I have to eat a certain way, or if I don't eat McDonald's or have Starbucks Frappuccinos, I won't be happy. Like, it'll be so boring.
Right.
And that's where that little bit of balance comes in, and being able to treat yourself once in a while, because feeling good and having fun, having cake
right
on the weekends, like, if that's going to help you do you, then of course right you should do it.
Yeah.
But I do think we are finely tuned machines as athletes, and it is important to listen to your coaches and professionals who have years and years of experience and have done the research. But it comes, I mean, if you can be scoring touchdowns, breaking records, running faster than everyone else, eating McDonald's every day, who am I to say that you can't?
He kind of did that.
Right.
I mean, but right the whole Ocho versus Zion thing is like, damn, he's just like he's part of the 1%.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, come on. I just don't agree with it. And I'm going to debate him until, you know, our show gets canceled off of YouTube.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.